AVUECentral.com.
This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. Federal Tech Talk is the show that opens the world of technology to the federal government. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts to help you understand some of the IT trends and challenges that your agency might be facing. Federal Tech Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now, your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today, I'm here with Joe Brown, who's the president of Accelera Solutions, A-C-C-E-L-E-R-A, Accelera Solutions. We're going to talk about virtualizations. How are you doing, Joe?
I'm doing well, John. How are you?
This is a real hot topic. I'm surprised the microphone doesn't burst in flames because every federal IT professional who's listening is either thinking about virtualizations or in the world of virtualization. But before we dive into some more practical concepts, let's talk about your background and how you wound up with this company.
Sure. Well, I'm one of the founders at Accelera Solutions, and I started this company along with three other partners just a little over 8 years ago. As a result of, being a member of Citrix Systems back in the day and working for a software manufacturer that was really a pioneer in the virtualization space, and wanted to go out on my own with some partners and develop a consulting firm in and around, you know, strictly virtualization technologies.
And anyone who's listening knows that there are several big players in this area. One is VMware with 80% of the market. Another strong player is Citrix. And another up-and-comer, which is not going to be denied, is Microsoft. You know, Microsoft is very, very strong in this area. And I could have gotten three different vendors on 3 weeks in a row and talked about the strengths of each one of those products. But what's interesting about Joe Brown's company is that he handles all three. And so if you are a federal IT professional, kind of beating your head in the wall, you got these mandates, you got to reduce costs, you got to do more with less, you got to be secure. I mean, which one should you use? Maybe if you bring in a company like Joe's, he can say, well, you know, here's small, here's medium, here's large, here's what you use in the summer, here's what you use in the winter, here's what you use underwater. There's different solutions for different problems. And I think that's what we talk about today. Compare and contrast, maybe battle the bands of VMware versus Citrix versus Microsoft. I think that'd be a real benefit for my listeners.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's difficult for people these days to understand the differences between the technology manufacturers, what their strengths and weaknesses are, and how they can maybe be used together in one common solution. You know, a lot of times it's best to just choose best of breed at a particular layer of the solution stack.
Let's talk about Citrix. Talk about them first and where you think they would fit in best with my listeners.
Sure. Well, Citrix historically has been very strong in the application virtualization space, and it's been it's probably one of the most deployed software technologies in virtualization across the planet today. They have, over the past several years, done a really good job of leveraging the technologies that they've developed that are you know, very, very strong to develop now what is a very compelling and strong virtual desktop platform. In my opinion, and I think in, across our company, we believe that that's really the strongest virtual desktop player in the marketplace today.
So if you're driving in your car and you're thinking of Citrix, you may think of the way you can remotely connect to your office securely. So traditionally, that's Citrix's marketplace has been, and that's where they have a good toehold in there. And Citrix is very strong and growing in that area.
Correct. Yeah, they've historically been deployed for telecommuting applications, for large application delivery solutions internal to an organization who's looking to deploy ERP or a clinical application or something of that nature. And over the last several years, they've really kind of increased their footprint and their foothold inside of a lot of the federal agencies around the Beltway and become more of an enterprise application to deliver applications and desktops to the end user community.
But when you think of virtualization, you think of that sexy VMware everyone's talking about. You know, I've seen bumper stickers with VMware on it. So this is really what people think about, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. You know, in speaking with CIOs today, typically when you sit down with them, the first thing they start talking about is server virtualization. And it's something that is I think, fairly easy for them to understand and fairly easy for them to develop an ROI, you know, story around. And so it was very much an attractive, you know, sexy technology for people to adopt. And VMware has done a fantastic job in that space. They provide a very, very strong platform.
Now, anyone who's been in the business realizes that there's some stories that are big and sexy and people want to talk about VMware. They want to talk about Apple and the iPad and the iPod and all these new – and it's really sexy and hot and everyone's thinking about carrying around these small devices. There's a creeper in here, and the creeper is Microsoft. Microsoft has sold 150 million copies of Windows 7. By the end of the year, it may be 200 million. All of a sudden, if you're managing an agency or an enterprise or a bureau, you have a lot of people using Windows 7, and you may want to take advantage of the benefits of virtualization. Would you look more at Microsoft and Microsoft tools for that, or would you look at VMware, or would you pick and choose?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I think that's the topic of discussions inside of almost every federal agency today. It's which technology set do we choose? Do we mix them together, or do we choose one pure solution from one manufacturer? And I think what you really have to do is look at best of breed when you kind of go through this selection choice. It's really focus it on, you know, which player has done a really good job at a particular layer of the virtualization stack. And thinking about it from the bottom up, you know, if you have an enterprise class data center with lots and lots of servers, you know, and you've already adopted a technology like vSphere from VMware, it's probably a good thing to stay with that for your hypervisor. If you're battling costs like a lot of folks are out there today, and you're a Microsoft Enterprise license holder, well, you might want to also consider then Hyper-V, because it's a great alternative to VMware from a cost perspective, and they've really done a lot to close the feature gap between the two products over the last, you know, 6 to 8 months with their most recent release.
You know, when you go to your website, A-C-C-E-L-E-R-A, acceleraSolutions.com, you see that you're a partner with Citrix, you're a partner with Microsoft, and you work with a lot of VM applications here. Mm-hmm. And you scratch your head and you do some more research, you find out that Citrix actually is partnering with VMware in some situations. And Microsoft has come up with this vAlliance where it's partnering with Citrix as well. Is this like sleeping with the enemy? Or, I mean, well, what's going on here?
You know, it's interesting. I think in some cases these vendors see market opportunities that they believe they can take advantage of from a delivering a particular solution to the end user and providing the end user with something that is very compelling in and around their technology sets being combined. I really think that it's a good thing when these companies link up and get together versus constantly battling each other. You know, a collaborative situation, you know, two heads are always better than one kind of thing. I believe that is it's a really powerful statement.
When you look at virtualization and you think of it critically, especially server virtualization, you think about security and compliance. And before we go to break here in about just 20 seconds, give us a quick summary of why virtualization really isn't a major concern for security.
Sure. Well, virtualization actually improves your security posture because it takes the information that's typically left on the endpoint device and it moves it back into the data center. And it really reduces the ability for that data leakage situation to occur out if someone loses a laptop or device that they were accessing the enterprise computing environment from. So that type of a security posture change is really, really compelling to the security folks inside of most of the major agencies.
Joe, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to maybe do a deeper dive in this concept of security and then talk about different types of virtualization beyond application and server, maybe desktop virtualization, and maybe touch on a popular topic again, going green and saving money with virtualization on cooling your servers, cooling your whole data center. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today, we're talking virtualization with Joe Brown, president of Accelera Solutions.
Federal news and information just got more fun and interesting. Amy Morris joins Tom Temin on The Federal Drive, weekday mornings from 6 to 10. Tom and Amy tailor their show for Feds on the Go with usable information from trustworthy and seasoned journalists. You're going to learn, but they also might make you laugh. The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m. Today we are speaking with Joe Brown, the president of Accelera, A-C-C-E-L-E-R-A, Accelera Solutions, talking virtualization. Before the break, we kind of touched on security and some security issues, and I just want to touch on, again, something different, maybe this issue of going green. Gartner just had a study, and they said the moment you buy a server, you have just doubled its cost if you consider all the energy that it requires to run it during its life. So virtualization obviously can reduce the cost of running a server, can't it?
It can, yeah, John. It's a, you know, it's interesting that today the you know, power is a bigger problem than it ever has been in our data centers. But I think something that's really interesting is that the people who are developing the processors these days, Intel, AMD, these guys, have done a really good job of teaming up with other companies to help develop technologies that will that can spin down cores on a processor to reduce overall energy consumption if the cores aren't needed. And so, you know, that they're really Intel, the processor guys are really doing their job in and around that space. However, you know, leveraging virtualization technologies and collapsing workloads onto, you know, one common server versus, you know, call it 10 servers or 20 servers, that consolidation ratio really helps you to reduce the cost as well.
Everyone kind of knows, they've read articles about reducing energy consumption with virtualization, and people have a pretty good grasp on server virtualization. What about desktop virtualization? Same kind of idea?
It's a similar concept, and it's really a much bigger sort of environment to consider applying virtualization technology to. It's bigger in that today, if you look at most IT organizations, their budget predominantly is spent in and around the desktop, maintaining it, supporting it, you know, all the things that go along with dealing with desktop technologies today. And desktop virtualization technology has come a long way in the last, you know, year and a half to 2 years. It's really a very much an enterprise class technology today. The major manufacturers, Citrix, VMware, they've done a really good job of developing efficiencies in the technologies to reduce overall storage cost, reduce the amount of, you know, bandwidth required to gain access to the virtual desktop, improve the ability to be able to dynamically spin up or spawn lots of virtual desktops to handle a surge in activity. A lot of big efficiencies have been built into the platform, not to mention the storage vendors like NetApp have also done a really good job of building in integrations to these virtual desktop technologies.
I just keep thinking years ago of what you may call what's called a feed on the street, where you'd have to physically visit each individual machine in order to update it or to change an operating system or make sure certain hardware is working. With virtualization, you can deploy it much easier. It's a smarter way rather than working harder to upgrade any operating system, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. It allows you to, desktop virtualization allows you to have one common image that all of your or a big group of your virtual machines are all using to point to gain access to the information they need to work on. When you update the one common image, it updates all the virtual machines that are attached to that one common image. And so that gives you the capability to update hundreds or thousands of virtual machines with one one update, which can be tested ahead of time and doesn't have to be promoted directly into production. Gives you a rollback capability because you can take that, have a separate version of that virtual disk. And it also consolidates the amount of storage required because you have one common virtual disk that all these virtual machines are pointing to versus having one virtual disk for every virtual machine, which is a huge reduction in the overall storage cost.
Well, we've been theoretical here for the first part of the interview, but let's get real. Let's put these theories into practice. Give us an example of where virtualization has helped people save money in the federal government, in an agency.
Sure. I think, one of our biggest customers and one of the folks that is, I think, benefiting the most from this technology is military healthcare. They happen to be on the cutting edge of virtualization technology. Particularly, we've worked with them for a number of years in deploying application virtualization with Citrix technology throughout the enterprise to enable them to develop a cloud, private cloud computing environment by which they deliver their electronic health records application out to their user community.
Certainly is incredible. We had Dr. Harry Greenspun on from Dell. He's the chief medical officer for Dell. EMR is so critical, but theoretical is fine, but, you know, virtualization can actually assist in that. transfer of electronic medical records, can it?
It can. It enables clinicians that typically have very short windows of time that they can spend with patients to be able to spend have extra added time in the patient visit by reducing the amount of time that the clinician has to spend logging in and logging out of the application. And the applications will roam with the physician from exam room to exam room and then into their desk or office environment, thereby, giving them an increase of, up to, 15% additional time to spend with the patients. That's a big savings over a large enterprise like military healthcare has.
I would think if you read magazine articles or read blogs, you'd find out that, virtualization is good for disaster recovery. It's good for speed. You can spin up a server quickly. It reduces energy costs. We know that. It's good for patch testing. But in the real world, it takes all those characteristics and applies it to helping out a doctor. And so a doctor can see more patients or can spend more time with a patient than he would before this technology was deployed.
Yeah, and one of the greatest things about this, and something that's really near and dear to my heart, and I know our organization is that, in particularly in military healthcare, it allows our military doctors to spend more time with patients and provide better care to active duty military folks that have gone overseas and been in combat situations and just in general provide them better care because they're allowed to spend it enables them to spend more time with those patients.
Yeah, it's interesting where you take all these theoretical applications and talk about. In the real world, though, it allows a doctor to take a handheld device and go from room to room to room quicker than he could before. All of a sudden, now that is what virtualization can do. All this theory is fine, but actually it helps me. It helps my listeners get more than maybe 3 minutes of a doctor's time.
That's absolutely true. We'd all like to be able to have a little more time with our doc when we're in the room with them to discuss some of the challenges we may be having health-wise. And this technology is agnostic to the endpoint device or the device that's connecting to it, and so it enables CIOs throughout the throughout our U.S. government to be able to support a wide variety of endpoint devices such as the Apple iPad, Slate devices from Microsoft, anything thin client devices or zero clients.
You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we're speaking with Joe Brown, who's the president of Accelera Solutions. If you want to Google that, it's with an A-C-C-E-L-E-R-A. Earlier in the show, I kind of tossed out this thing of security and went back and forth a little bit. But I think many of my listeners looking at virtualization saying, okay, I've got a server here, it's virtual. If I spin up another server next to it, I have to worry about compliance and rules and security and everything else. So how in the world can a virtual server actually increase my capabilities or security? And we talked about some kind of a remotely shutting off a machine. Tell us more about that. I think we may want to explore that in more detail.
Sure. I think virtualization can increase your security posture in a number of different ways. Mainly today's IT professionals that are focused in and around security are looking at what the endpoint vulnerabilities are. Endpoint being the desktop computer or the mobile device or the devices that people are against policy storing information on it they shouldn't be.
The big story years ago, the guy took home the notebook computer and it got stolen. Information was on. What are you going to do to prevent that? And yeah. Virtualization is the solution.
It is. I think today, if you consider the endpoint devices in your organization, in most organizations, the vast majority of users today are using laptop devices. And they've moved away from buying or leveraging traditional desktop computers. And now we're also worried about or using, in some cases, Slate tablet devices or iPads. And if people take data onto those devices and walk out on the street with them, someone steals them or they lose them, then that data is lost. If you can leverage application or desktop virtualization technology, you can prevent things like that from happening. So data leakage or data theft becomes a thing of the past.
So the theory is much like your television at home. If someone comes in and steals your TV, they steal TV. They don't steal all the movies you've watched for the last 5 years. They steal that. If someone comes in and steals your notebook computer and it's in a virtualized environment, they're just stealing the hardware itself and not stealing the 10,000 social security numbers that you're accessing on that computer.
That's absolutely right. What happens is the virtual computing environment actually stays in your data center. It doesn't leave the data center. Users remotely connect into that virtualized computing environment. So the user's Windows 7 desktop, for instance, is running on a server inside of the data center.
Same thing with the physicians. So the guy's walking into your room and takes a look at the information on you. If he loses that device, the device is just a carrier for the information. You can lose it 100 times, not going to lose anything. Everything's sitting back in a server somewhere.
Correct. So this helps you with HIPAA guidelines. It helps with PII compliance. It helps with a number of different compliance issues that people are facing today in and around protecting sensitive data.
Well, guess what? If I had a piece of paper with your medical information on it, Joe, and I leave it in the lunchroom, that's trouble. I mean, that's just, next step would be to have it in my notebook computer and leave it in the car. It gets stolen. But now, in a virtual environment, it eliminates that question completely, doesn't it?
It does. And it prevents information from being pushed up into the environment as well. So there's two ways that you can improve your security posture. You prevent things like malware and stuff that typically reside on these endpoints from accessing the information, because you don't allow stuff that lives on that virtual, on that physical computer to get access back up into the virtual desktop as well. So it's a two-way shield.
So if you're listening to the show at 2 o'clock in the morning over Christmas and you go into the next day to talk to your boss about virtualization, he says, it's not as safe as a good old server. You can say, well, number one, let's look at remote devices. Number two, let's look at malware. You know, if we can control all the malware here in the home, I don't have to worry about someone slipping in a thumb drive with some kind of a crazy application on it that's going to impact my system. It is much safer.
It is, absolutely. And I think, you know, The example for this is perfectly what John mentioned before, which is someone has a laptop device that they have downloaded some file to and walked outside and somehow either misplaced the laptop or have gotten it stolen. And next thing you know, all this information ends up on the internet somewhere and we're all in trouble because it was Social Security and private information. That's tough.
You know, and the fact of the matter is there are thousands of people who work for companies and every single day they lose notebook computers. And it's humans. I mean, there's thousands of people who work for the government and they lose stuff. It's part of being human. And you can, shackle them to their desk, but the shackling doesn't work anymore. People want to do business in the Starbucks, down the hall, in the cafeteria, in their car, on the train. And so the solution is not necessarily changing human behavior, but changing the technology. All of a sudden, it prevents humans from making these serious mistakes.
I definitely think it helps them have less of these mistakes. And, you know, a good example of where this is applicable today is, I know it's summertime now, but last winter we had a heck of a snowstorm, several of them really, and people couldn't come to work. And when they couldn't come to work, well, then productivity grinds to a halt. And we all know that work doesn't go away, it just waits for you to get back. Unfortunately, in some cases, this can really mean loss of income, it can mean loss of productivity, and just overall, you know, loss of revenue for some organizations. Virtualization technology not only gives you this great capability to improve your security posture, but it gives you the capability to work remotely or telecommute very easily. So virtualization solutions have a number of functional applications.
Great. You know, 2 years ago, we talked about virtualization. We focused in on energy savings. Now there's so many different applications for virtualization. It can help physicians. It can help security. It changes dramatically in the whole way it's applied for the federal government. Great interview, Joe. You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, we were speaking with Joe Brown, the president of Accelera Solutions. If you're going to Google it, it's with an A. A-C-C-E-L-E-R-A, Accelera Solutions. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 11, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. WFED, your source for federal news now.
You're an agent of change, making changes for the better in the face of shrinking budgets and expanding expectations. Amplify your agency's possibilities with unified communication solutions from Verizon that enable you to securely and reliably work where you work best, at a kitchen table or an office abroad. Change your team into a dynamic, interactive 24/7 think tank with our collaboration solutions and BlackBerry Bold smartphones, and transform smaller budgets into bigger successes. So while demands are rising and funds are declining, you can address both with powerful global mobile voice and data solutions from Verizon. Find out how you can make your teams even more powerful and effective at VerizonWireless.com/gov or by calling 1-800-293-3048. Verizon. Rule the air.